are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, hey, welcome back to Locked On Spurs and the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs beat writer for Ken's 5 San Antonio. Glad to have you back. One of the good things about the offseason is that it allows us to have more time with the fans, have more fan episodes. That's exactly what we're going to do today. And I think it's very important, though, that we do have a fan on today because of the big news recently that the Spurs are seeking to play more home games away from the AT&T Center. It got the Spurs fan base riled up. It's been a few days. You know, things kind of calmed down a bit, although it will resume again in a couple of weeks when the Spurs go back to Commissioner's Court to, you know, speak with them. Nevertheless, we got to hear what the fans are saying about the recent news. What is the vibe? Are fans worried? Is this nothing? Do fans really think this is nothing? And of course, we're going to get our fan guest to give his personal opinion as well on the topic. And who is today's mystery Spurs fan on this fan episode? He is making his Locked On Spurs fan guest debut. He is Eric Hicks. Follow him on Twitter at HicksEric7. Eric, welcome to this fan episode of Locked On Spurs.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, now, you know, although this is your first time, you're not a stranger to how these things work, right? You're cool. You get it, right?
No, I get it. I've listened to plenty of your cast before, and I know exactly what's expected.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, basically, Eric is going to give us his personal opinion as well as just the kind of a overall vibe on the Spurs on this big topic about, well, coming from the fan base. And then we're going to have some fun with Eric later on the show. He is a big trading card guy. He loves Spurs basketball cards, just trading cards in general. We're going to see if he'll give us a peek into his collection in just a few minutes. Eric, thanks for making time to join Locked On Spurs. How long have you been a Spurs fan?
Oh, I've been a Spurs fan all my life, Puerto Vida, you know, all the way.
And who's your favorite player?
Right now, I have to say my favorite player is Keldon Johnson. I'm all in with him.
What is it about Keldon that you like so much?
I don't really know. I think it's just the way he plays, and you know, his passion, his excitement. Mm-hmm. You know, when he yells, he gets everybody, you know, fired up. And I think that I was attracted to that most.
Are you going to be screaming like Keldon Johnson on this episode of Los?
I might be.
Maybe when we get into the topics, it's going to get you fired up in an angry way or in a good way. But, you know, just for the fan base and those tuning in, let's just quickly recap. Eric, help me out if I miss anything. So the Spurs are seeking to play home games away from the AT&T Center next season. The Spurs went to Commissioner's Court in San Antonio a few days ago asking for that request. The Spurs said, well, we hear you want to do it for 2 years. How about we meet you in the middle in 1 year and we'll come back in a couple of weeks and talk about it. So basically, Eric, listeners, next season, the Spurs will play up to 4 home games away from the AT&T Center. One is slated to be in the Alamo Dome. That is going to be fun. One is going to be slated, I believe, in Mexico City. And Monterey, and then I think a pair maybe in Austin. That city is what is really striking a nerve with Spurs fans. So although it may be fun in games for that one game in the Alamo Dome, which I think is going to be an awesome, awesome experience for especially for the young kids in San Antonio that never got to experience that. But it's still got the fans riled up. Eric, you had a few days to think about this. The fan base had a few days to think about this. Now the dust kind of settled. Let's get the fan base overall, then we'll dive into your thoughts. How did fans react to the news that the Spurs were seeking to play more home games away from San Antonio?
Well, Jeff, let me start off by first saying that this subject just came out of nowhere. Just a couple of days ago, we were talking and we were all excited about, you know, maybe throwing a bag at Zach LaVine, and we were talking about, mm-hmm. you know, maybe the draft with Banchero and the way, you know, DeJounte, like mentioned, you know, did his tweets and stuff. And this subject came out and just blew it out of the water, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to lie, you know, when this subject came out, I immediately jumped on my rocking chair, you know, and I think mm-hmm. a lot of people did. But now, as the dust is settling, you know, our emotions have been going this way, that way for the last couple of days, because a lot has happened in the last couple of days, you know. But first and foremost, I would like to say, and I know I'm probably going to get smoked by some of my family.
You probably are. Get ready for it.
It's like we're in an open relationship now. There's no other way around it. You know, our team, you know, you could say like, oh, well, they're doing it to expand, you know, fans and stuff like that. I get that. And they can say whatever they want. But at the end of the day, our team is going to be playing in another city for a couple of games, or our team has asked or is requesting to go to another city for a couple of games. And I don't like it. And I think most of the fans are like, we get it. We understand why. And I think that's a lot of people have been saying that we understand why. We see why you're doing this. I don't like it.
Yeah, I get it, Eric. And I think it comes down to that. I think fans would have been okay with it. Obviously, I think you're going to be okay with it. Fans are going to be okay with it if they say, okay, because we want to play in the Alamo Dome. I get that. I think Spurs fans are all down. If the Spurs would say four games in the Alamo Dome, I think everybody will rubber stamp that. But I think the rub is really just Austin. And I think fans are just feel threatened by Austin. Is that a good assumption, Eric, that fans just feel that Austin is kind of trying to, for this case, take our girlfriend, so to speak?
It is. And, you know, the Mexico game, that doesn't bother us at all. And you know that. You know, this isn't the first time something like that has happened. And everybody's, you know, we're close by. Everybody's, you know, happy about that. The Alamo Dome game, who wouldn't love to go sit at the top?
Sure.
You know, I remember going to games back in the day for what, like $8 or something like that. You playoff games or something. You sit way at the top. You know, it was fun. You know, it'll be good just to go check that out again. It's the Austin games. You know what I mean? It's the Austin games. And it's like, you know, sometimes people say, you know, there's like, oh, well, it's that possibility. Is it likely going to happen? No. But I don't want there to be the possibility that it could happen. You know what I'm saying?
Eric, I want to ask you something. Do Spurs fans feel that this is a situation of, hey, there's some smoke and there could be fire down the road?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. There is smoke and there could be fire. Everybody knows Austin is blowing up right now. They're getting everything. And we still haven't forgotten about that MLS team. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's what, like, how I think. And I'm like, I haven't forgotten about that. You already pulled the rug out from underneath me once. I don't want a possibility for it to happen a second time.
You know, now let's be fair. Let's, you know, again, we're going to get into your personal thoughts in a while. We'll get more in depth in that. But let's go and give the Spurs side to it. Now, the Spurs say that this move is, as you mentioned, is to expand the fan base, to bring in more fans to San Antonio, to spread the name of the Spurs, you know, sell merchandise, get ticket sales up. And from a business aspect, I get that. I think, Eric, I'm assuming you understand that. Do Spurs fans understand that the Spurs really, at the end of the day, are a business and they got to get money into their organization?
Oh, we understand that. We definitely understand it. Jeff, it didn't take, you didn't have to be Sherlock Holmes. You just turned on the game last, you know, this past season, you know, and you would, first thing you would do is you would check the score, check the time, and then look in the crowd. And what do you see? Just a whole bunch of empty seats.
Yeah.
You know, and we're not used to that. You know what I mean? So we understand, we see what has brought this on. But at the same token, you know, we don't have to like it.
I totally get, you know, how why Spurs fans could be nervous. I understand that. Because it's Austin. You mentioned the MLS thing, get it. And then there's new ownership. Some of these guys, you know, that came in and bought pieces of the Spurs are based in Austin. Michael Dell, based in Austin. But let me ask you something. Would this calm down Spurs fans that are kind of nervous about this? If I were to say, and just spit facts here, that this isn't new. This isn't something new. Spurs trying to bring in more people from Austin. For years now, they've had ride shares from Austin. For years now, they play Austin Spurs games in San Antonio. Obviously, they base their G League team in Austin. Eric, there's even helicopter rides from Austin to San Antonio to bring in fans seeking to check out a game in San Antonio. Does that kind of calm things down that this has really been going on for years now, or does that actually make more smoke because of the flirtation of Austin and being involved?
No, we understand. And I think like one thing that really kind of that's different, because this has happened before. Mm-hmm. The only thing that, like how you mentioned, is that Michael Dell, you know, he's fairly new. And when he bought some ownership in, I think that's what kind of got everybody side-eyed, mm-hmm. you know, because he's got some coins in the bank, you know. And I think that's what makes it different from here and back then. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you know that he's over there, you know, and he's kind of just, you know, playing with his fingers, you know, kind of doing the George Burns excellent with all this that's going on right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's kind of thing that, you know, just knowing that, you know, I think that I don't like it. And a lot mm-hmm. of Spurs fans, they don't like it, you know, and that's what it is.
Look, again, you know, trying to be fair here. Now, the Spurs are not just simply targeting Austin, although that is just, you know, the big name city that's popping up. You know, I spoke to a Spurs rep. He told me, you know, it's not just Austin. They're seeking to bring in fans from Gonzales, Texas, from Bernie, Texas, to Comfort, Texas, you know, from Seguin, New Braunfels. You know, it's not just Austin. I think when we think Austin, the Spurs are thinking from Austin all the way down to Mexico. You know, maybe a little closer to Houston, not out of the Rockets territory, but like Gonzales, Texas on down. I think the Spurs are trying to establish their footprint in the south area, the south, you know, we have the southern area of Texas up to the border and into Mexico. Eric, let me ask you something. You know, for the Spurs to thrive in San Antonio, they obviously got to make money. You know, do Spurs fans understand that maybe part of making money and keeping the San Antonio Spurs in San Antonio is making this effort?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And when I'm going to go ahead and touch a little bit something, we don't mind like mm-hmm. what they're doing. Like I said, we understand why. And I kind of just think that they went about it the wrong way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you had Nelson Wolf come out and he was asking for like, yeah. I think he was like the Spurs fans where he was like, where's R.C. Buford? Where are the hosts? You know, instead they just marched out with Bobby Perez, their chief legal counsel.
Right.
We've never seen that guy at the barbecue. Like, who's this guy? You mm-hmm. know, but I believe R.C. Buford came out with a statement last night mm-hmm. and he pretty much just reiterated what Bobby Perez said in mm-hmm. front of the county, and you know, say they're like, oh, we're gonna be here for the next 50 years. And mm-hmm. you know what? We know R.C. Buford, we have history with them. So I went to sleep better last night, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? But when they marched out Bobby Perez, I was like who is this guy? We've never seen him. You know what I mean? And I think that got us worried. Vice, if they would have just can you imagine if they would have held like a presser, you know, mm-hmm. with R.C. Buford, maybe pop right next to him and be like, hey, look, this is what we plan on doing and stuff like that. And then they could have marched out Bobby Perez. You know, we wouldn't be going through this right now. It would be completely different. We may even still be talking about Bachero and Zach LaVine and DeJounte. Right. But no, we are where you are right now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to kind of throw the Spurs a little bit under the bus. Maybe they just dropped the ball and they did this the wrong way.
Yeah. Commissioner Precinct 2 in San Antonio, Justin Rodriguez, did tell San Antonio Sports Star that Buford wasn't at the court because he was in Australia with his son. Now, his son is already old. He's his head coach. He's not a little kid. He's in, you know, but they're his team is basically in the finals, if you will, for the Australian Basketball League. So that's why Buford was there. But still, you know, you got to have at least somebody from the Holt company there, somebody from that upper management there.
Somebody who we've seen at the barbecue before.
Yeah, that's exactly. Exactly. We're talking with Eric Hicks on this fan episode of Locked On Spurs. Make sure to follow Eric on Twitter at HicksEric7. But before we continue our chat about what the fans are thinking about the Spurs' request to play more home games away from San Antonio, I want to talk to you about Bet Online. It's your number one source for all your betting stats and sports info. Hey, Eric, are you a betting guy? Do you do a little side wagers, anything like that?
I used to.
You used to? All right. Well, if you do want to dive back in, you want to go to betonline.net. Find all the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including this year's basketball playoffs, MLB, and this weekend's run to the roses at the Kentucky Derby. Well, it's back. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, from live betting, playoffs, esports, and more. I am a big fan of esports. I moonlight sometimes. You know, I cover the NBA 2K League. It's in full swing. Hey, you can put your bet on some of your favorite esport teams there. You want to head to the website today. Use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. Once again, that's BetOnline. BetOnline, where the game starts. We're back with Eric Hicks on this fan episode of Locked On Spurs, and he's giving us the fans' opinion and his thoughts on the Spurs wanting to play more home games away from San Antonio. How bad was it optically that, you know, when the video was released, I think I released the video of the chat, the decision, that Judge Nelson Wolf, who sits on the commissioner's court, told the Spurs council, hey, you just kind of like bum rushed us with this. You just surprised us with this. There's not even a draft of what the proposal here. Buford isn't here. Obviously, he didn't know where he was at the time. Holt isn't here. Did it get off the vibe to fans that the Spurs maybe thought this would be rubber stamped?
I believe so. And all it did was just get everybody scratching their head. Like, hey, looking around at each other going like, what's going on here? Like, what happened? I thought things were good. You know what I mean? Like it just get completely, like I said, it was like a torpedo in the water. It just came out of nowhere and just boom. And that's what got, you know, Spurs fans panicked, and understandably so, I believe. You know, they had every reason to panic. That was out of nowhere. Like I said, I think the Spurs really just did it the wrong way. If they would have come out and said like, hey, look, this is what's going to happen. And we've seen it. We know what's happening. If they would have came out and said, like, look, we're gonna use some moves to expand the fan base, and we're gonna go over here, we're gonna go over there. If it would have been like RC Buford and he would have said, you know what, we were thinking about playing a couple of games over in Austin, Spurs fans would have been like, all right. But being when Bobby Perez, like I said, came out and just did this, and we started, you know, we were like Nelson Wolf. We're like, wait, well, hold on, where's RC Buford? Where's Holt? And it did look bad. You know, it got everybody scratching their head. And I even, you know, some people would say that it was almost disrespectful.
All right. Let's get into some of your personal thoughts now. And, you know, of course, if you want to bring up what Spurs fans are saying, go ahead, right ahead. But does Eric Hicks believe that the Spurs are leaving town?
No, 100% no. They aren't going anywhere. They are going to stay right where I love them to be, over on the east side. They are going to be there. But like I said, there's that possibility. You know what I mean? Like, we've gotten the rug pulled out from under us one time. And you know how they have that meme that sometimes, so you're saying there's a chance. Like, yeah, no, yeah, yeah. I don't even want that. Do I believe it's gonna happen? No. But at the same token, like, you know, I feel like we're like I said, we're in an open relationship right now, and I don't like it. And especially after what Austin, like I said, did with the MLS, then I really don't like it.
I get it. You know, look, I'm right there with you. Again, I spoke to a Spurs rep. I was assured, you know, this isn't about relocation. You know, Nelson Wolf said that he believes this is not about that too. Although, you know, some council members did say that they felt that this was relocation shopping. So let's get into that aspect. So I get it, Eric. You're saying that the Spurs are not leaving, but what about the idea of relocation, just shopping? Does that kind of get you a little worried? Or again, you're saying like, no, they're just not going anywhere.
No, that actually gets me like a little worried. So like I was saying, is, you know, there's like always that possibility. And I hear some, you know, some fan or some people talking about, oh, well, what about San Marcos, New Braunfels, that area? And I'm still like, no. You know, I like them right where they are.
Yeah.
You know, but now that I think is more of a possibility than going all the way up north. I will say that. But no, deep down inside, you know, when you talk to Spurs fans and even myself or whatever, at the end of the day, they're like, are they going anywhere? No, absolutely not. It's not going to happen. But we do understand some of the other arguments. But so far, they're like, oh, well, you know, they are building their new training facility and stuff like that. They were like, yeah, I understand that. They're not going to leave it. But no, deep down inside, they're staying.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I don't think the Spurs are leaving. I think Spurs fans, you know, can come off the ledge a little bit. You know, we'll see what happens in a couple of weeks when they reconvene at Commissioner's Court to bring up the deal or the request again, see if they can amend it or whatnot. It's just going to see what's going to happen, because then, you know, there should be a draft proposal there. Then, you know, perhaps they can, you know, the council or the Commissioner's Court can look at it thoroughly. But it was interesting, though, for those of y'all who saw the video, I know Eric did, when Wolf, again, a commissioner for Bexar County, which is the county that San Antonio sits in, said, hey, it's a 3-2 decision. This isn't a good thing for you guys, because it reflects that there is a divided opinion about what the heck this team is doing. What did you think about that when Wolf called out the Spurs Council about that?
I actually like that. I like that he used a little bit of bass. Like that he puffed his chest out a little bit. I thought I was very happy. I thought that he represented what Spurs fans were thinking. Not only that, but I was also it was also cool seeing that the vote of 3-2, because that's pretty much how it is with the Por Vida fans right now. That's everybody kind of like drew this line of like, oh, I don't like it. And then there were people like, everything is going to be okay. You know what I mean? It's almost just like that. You go around the city and you start talking to people and they're like, ah, that's okay if they go ahead and go. And there's some fans that are like, no, I don't like it either. And I think that that vote of 3-2 just pretty much represented the Spurs fans. And they were like, look, they're almost, you know, 60-40, but, you know, they're it's pretty close. So I thought that that was very, very interesting. And it just, that's what it represented the Spurs fans.
Yeah, and it, you hit it on the head. It reflects how Spurs fans are, because you see it on social media, Eric. You know, if you just even mention the idea of relocation, some Spurs fans will just call you out and drag you and make fun of you, and you know whatever to you online. But or if you're all pro, oh, they're not leaving. The other side will be like, oh, what are you, crazy? You know, you're drinking the Kool-Aid, and I mean, at the end of the day, everybody's entitled to their opinion, and you know, that's it. That's all you can do. But I'm right there with you, Eric. I don't see them leaving. Technically, the Spurs are in San Antonio until 2032, because that's the lease they have to stay here. And I think there's like massive penalties, you know, like monetary penalties, if they do relocate, like in the billions or something like that. But I'm pretty sure those tech companies in Austin would be like, yeah, we got you.
Oh, they can cover that.
Yeah. 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 But hey, you know, at the end of the day, Eric is saying that he isn't worried. I'm saying I'm not worried. Spurs fans, as of this recording, Eric, would you say they're still a little bit on edge?
Oh, yeah, they're definitely a little bit on edge. But like I said, last night with that R.C. Buford, he pretty much, like I said, just came out and he reiterated what Bobby Perez said. I think we're starting to come down a little bit more. And like, I'm not going to lie. As soon as when this came out, I jumped immediately on my rocking chair and called my brother, and I went off on him for, you know, maybe like a good couple of minutes. But, you know, now the dust is settling and everybody's, you know, coming back down. We're getting back off the ledge.
All right. Once again, we're here with Eric Hicks on this fan episode of Locked On Spurs. But before we have some fun now and put away the talk of the Spurs leaving, oh, good Lord, I just shudder about thinking that. I want to talk to you about Rock Auto. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing number of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Look, don't go in line, those endless lines you see at your auto parts store. You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and even on your cell phone. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every single customer, and they have everything you could need, from brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution for your auto part needs. Now, here's what you got to do. You got to go to rockauto.com right now. Just grab that cell phone, get on your laptop, and see all the parts available for your car or truck. And when you do that, you, I want you to go to the How Did You Hear About Us box and write in there, Locked On. That's how they'll know that we sent you. An amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. And we're back with Eric Hicks on this fan episode of Locked On. Whereas Eric, one thing that I also like about you, you're also a big trading card fan. I want to dive into this topic with you. You love cards, man. I think your collection must be pretty impressive, huh?
It's getting there. I walk around, I find cards upstairs, downstairs, and they're everywhere.
What is your prized card?
It's funny you asked that. My prized card, the one I went way out on the ledge, way out there to get, was a Lonnie Walker rookie card, on Card Auto, three color patch, numbered. I believe it was to 99.
Wow.
And it looks like he's not going to be here.
have you ever sold one of your cards to make some cash?
I have not. I have traded, you know, just because of the hobby. I have traded, but I have not sold a card. I would rather, if I see another card and if I really, really wanted it, I would rather trade for it. So therefore I would give a card in my collection to grab somebody else's.
So what's like a holy grail for you? What is the one card that you wish you had in your collection?
Oh my goodness. I know exactly what a couple of months back, my teacher, the master, you know him, JC, he had a card, and it was a Manu.
Nice.
It was like a Manu rookie card. I can't remember what it was numbered to, but it was a blue one, and I was eyeing that one real, real hard. I had actually been looking for it, and he sent me a picture that he had it, and I was right there on the fence about pulling the trigger, and then you know, just a couple of times, and then he just texted me one time, and he was like, "Yeah, I traded it." I was like,
"Oh, brutal!"
Yeah, and then I was like, "Oh man."
And I think Spurs fans are, you know, starting to see this, that collecting cards is kind of a big deal. You know, you can really find yourself some gems and flip it for some coin, can't you?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I remember you had that article about that with that Tim Duncan not too long ago, and I was just like, my goodness. But you can. It's almost like buying a scratch lottery ticket now these days. You opened up something, and if you catch a one of one, hey, congrats.
Have you ever had that on a pull? A pull of 101?
I have not. I haven't even seen a one of one. If I pulled a one of one, I'd probably be running up and down the street naked. but I have not. I pulled plenty of numbers, plenty of patch, plenty of autos. I can't count the number of those. But as far as like of a one of one, no. I think the lowest numbered card that I own is probably an out of nine. Mm-hmm. That's probably
that's still pretty good though.
That is good.
Yeah, that's really good. A nine, yeah, that's really, really good. Again, if you want to talk basketball cards, Spurs trading cards, make sure to follow Eric on Twitter at HicksEric7. Eric, you got some time to do some news and notes with me?
Go ahead, man.
All right, to start it off here, did you see that New Balance created custom sneakers dedicated to Spurs' DeJounte Murray's late sister? They made an exclusive personal edition pair of sneakers just for DeJounte to honor the passing of his sister. Really unique colorway, red and white. They had birds kind of imprinted on there. And this is Rest Easy T because his sister was Tesha. You know, New Balance, you know, it's not the first time they've done this. They made even custom personalized sneakers for DeJounte to honor his daughter. I mean, New Balance is really taking care of their own, huh?
They sure are.
And do you have any New Balance Murray sneakers, anything like that?
I do not. I have had a pair of New Balance before. It's just I'm kind of, you know, honestly, I'm not a big fan of like the Fiesta color DeJounte's that have come out recently and stuff like that.
You're going to get it. You're going to get dragged for that now.
Yeah. Let me go ahead and get smoked like that for a second time. or blocked.
Yeah, exactly.
But
All right. In other Spurs news, will Eric Hicks spend over $18,000 for Robert Horry's 2007 Spurs championship ring? Would you do that?
No, I wouldn't. And I don't even know why he's selling it to begin with. You know what I mean? But you know what? Yeah. There's a Por Vida fan's going to get himself a ring. I guarantee you that.
Right. Yeah. Heritage Auction recently announced that Horry's ring is up for auction. And yeah, at last check, obviously it's probably changed by now. It was an over $18,000 bid. So yeah, you know, you're a hardcore fan. You got that kind of money on you. You know, talk about an addition to your collection. Eric, I want to thank you for hopping on this fan episode of Locked On Spurs. Once again, tell everybody how they can interact with you. Maybe throw some tomatoes at you for your takes here on Locked On Spurs.
Yes, it's at Eric Hicks 7. And if they ever want to hit me up and have questions or stuff like that, feel free. And then, or if they just want to sit down and chat, for that too. I think the last time I saw you, you were being a judge at a talent show, wasn't it?
Right.
I gave you a job.
The Primo card. I still have that one, man. I wasn't expecting you to do that. So I appreciate that.
I gave you the Josh Primo card. And then I told you I was Team T and it looked like you wanted to throw a rock at me.
No, you're fine. Hey, by the way, you know, happy Cinco de Mayo. Did you ever see the movie Desperado?
I did.
Well, pick your guitar case. Which one you want to go with?
I'm going to take the machine gun one. I saw that you had posted that earlier.
Now, what is it about the machine gun case?
I don't know. I guess it's the way the guy sweeps it around.
I'm between the machine gun and then the El Mariachi's OG case, you know, just packed full of small arms. Yeah, that's a great scene. And I thank you again, Eric, for taking some time to hop on this fan episode of Locked On Spurs. He told you how to chat with him. Now it's my turn. You want to subscribe to Locked On Spurs, wherever you get your favorite podcast, Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, the list goes on and on. We are now on YouTube. Yes, search on YouTube, Locked On Spurs. You'll hear this episode with Eric and many, many others. And we thank you for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. So for Eric Hicks, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this fan episode of Locked On Spurs.